Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken the Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. Gabrielle Spencer is back with us again, and yay. Today, we're going to be talking about awakening the next level of your soul's light. And so this is going to be a really fun conversation, processes. We're going to learn a lot. And so some of what we're going to learn, we're going to learn about how to use energy to heal ourselves, our family, and our relationships. We're going to be learning about how to transform conscious and subconscious energetic blocks that have hindered your growth and progression as a free soul being, because you are a free soul being. We're going to be talking about aligning with and activating your frequency to the new earth templates. We're going to be talking about bridging the energy between your light body and higher consciousness with your physical body and current reality. There's going to be a golden beings of light activation. And Gabrielle is going to be doing some mini readings around what is blocking you, where to focus your healing and consciousness expansion efforts. And so for those of you who don't know, Gabrielle was on our show last season, and she's back with us again. So yay, I'm so excited about that. Always so much fun. We had such a wonderful time last time. I think Gabrielle was out of the country, or, you know.
I was in London, yes.
Exactly. You're in London, and so you did the call from your hotel room, which is really nice. And Gabrielle is a practical spiritualist, and known as the Heart Harmonizer, who activates your soul's mission-driven purpose to maximize your impact in the world and ignite your legacy of personal and professional wealth and abundance. She's a multidimensional intuitive channel and high-frequency healer and activator who accesses the ancient formulas, keys, and codes needed to assist you to clear your multidimensional heart, spirit, mind, and soul's consciousness to connect you with your full force of gifts and abilities by dramatically raising your frequency. And she provides now moment guidance for your quickest path to clearing out what is keeping you from reclaiming your own soul's purpose and abundance. So I'm so excited because, you know, we had so much fun last time with Gabrielle. And again, we have a power-packed show. So much to do.
So much.
Exactly.
You're reading, I'm going, wow, this could be like a VIP day.
I know, well, right? I was looking at that. I was like, oh my goodness, how are we going to do all this? So we're just going to get started, right? And so I want to, you know, I'm curious, you know, about number one, you know, Gabrielle, why you decided to talk today about awakening the next level of your soul's light. Is it because we just went through the Lionsgate portal? Is it because of all the high intense energies coming onto the planet? Like, what's going on?
Yes. And the answer is, this is just where we are. And all the things that are opening and just coming online and the portals, that's just to continue to support us and basically push us into our next level, right? I know that I was just laughing with a client the other day that last summer during one of our sessions, we were laughing about, wow, it's really intense. And then we just got together and it was like, oh my God, last summer we were thinking it was intense, and this summer it's tenfold intense, right?
Yeah.
And so we know that this is going to continue, and that is kind of unfathomable. It's like, wow, what's going to happen then? And the answer is that we have to continue our transformation, and we have to move into that 5D energy, which is around that 500 hertz, which is that love on the scale of consciousness. So when we're talking about 500 hertz and getting to love frequency, that's what we're really saying, is that we're then resonating all the time. So that's the key, all the time. We're not just hitting it on a high note, right? Like, it was a great day and I did really good holding my energy. Instead, it has to be, that's your baseline where you're pretty much in that area. So this is a little bit more difficult because we still live in the third dimension. We still have things like computers and issues with computers, and we still have issues with family and jobs and making money and paying our bills. And we have all the regular stuff still going on while we are struggling to transform and raise our vibration high enough that we can sort of leave the third dimensional garbage behind. But this right now, we're being forced apart. So it's really where you have to choose. So being a practical spiritualist, it means, here's the mind's understanding, okay? We are going to be forced to choose between a higher dimensional existence as energetic light beings, or you stay in the third dimension, okay? Mm-hmm. But at some point, there's going to be a break, okay? There's going to be a part where we are no longer connecting, right? So I always think of it like what we consider the Mayans just stepped into through a portal into a higher vibrational frequency, and they were just no longer there. Well, I consider that it's going to be something similar, or others look at it like the ascension. And so there are many ways that people have talked about it throughout history, through the Bible and other places, that this is how it works, right? And so we know that we're coming to the end of a cycle, and in order for us to make this transition, there are choices that we have to make. So the people who aren't making them, life will get harder in that you will struggle more, and you will have more difficulty in making your life not, we're not talking about enjoyable, just livable. Mm-hmm. And we can see with all the craziness that's going on, here is the thing. I call it the conflict cycle, okay? Because we have our own subconscious, and we have our own energetic bodies, right? We have our own heart's consciousness, mm-hmm. and we have our emotional body that's overreacting or still needing healing. There's still areas that we're struggling with. So when I look at this for people in my own life, because we all know that we teach best what we've already had to go through. And so I've recently come through a jarring experience for me that really shook me up. And it made me sit back and go, why am I doing this again? Why do I want to do healing? I could just go back into mortgage and I can make buku money doing that and just leave all this behind and just worry about myself, right?
Right.
And just do my own thing. And then what that led me to, though, was having to go within myself to find the deeper problem, because that's what the energy is requiring. It's no longer just about that simple surface stuff like, well, I'm not good enough. Okay, that's true. That's going to be in there. But there's something that's more ancient than that, that started this whole thing. And it's not from the dimension in which we live. It did not get created here. It's reinforced here. But here's the thing. We're not going to find it by simply analyzing it, thinking about it, or talking about it. Mm-hmm. It has to be done through that internal work, but in connection with your soul and the higher vibrational light beings that can help us to actually reach a vibration at which the issue was created. So people might have a little hard time thinking about what that really means, because it's out of what we talk about all the time. We don't really talk about it a lot. So as we have, everybody on this call is going to be an ancient being or a really old soul, right?
Right.
So here's the deal. When we had trauma happen, emotional hurts happen, feelings of betrayal or lack of trust, or I'm unable to believe that the universe has my back, which is really a big one, right? So the issue is that when these were created, we were not at a frequency that is available in the third dimension. Okay. And for many of us, that frequency wasn't created in a fifth dimensional frequency or an eighth or a ninth or a 12th. And it might not have even been created in this universe. Mm-hmm. So now that these ascension energies are coming in, we are being gifted with the ability to access the frequencies that are in other places. Higher frequencies. In order to get the combination, I see everything like combination. So when we have something that needs to be released, there's a combination of frequency that needs to be provided in order to heal it and release it. So it's not about the thought or even the belief anymore. It's about what created your original, I'm going to call it the abyss. Right? Mm-hmm. We all know what an abyss is. Yes. Mm-hmm. So what created that original separation from yourself, your highest level, and from your soul, and even from God? the highest vibration of God. It doesn't mean we don't believe in God. And this is the part where we have to let go our definitions of understanding. It doesn't mean we let go of our definitions of I'm a woman and I'm super happy to be a woman and my, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Those are not the definitions. The definition is our understanding of the words, I'm not good enough, because that's just a symptom of what happens after we've synthesized what's happened to us, right? That's just the way we express it, or it gets expressed back to us, so we go deeper. So for myself, in going through this really pivotal piece for me, I will tell everyone, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then. And that's the good part, right? Is going through it and going, okay, this is really great. Because in order for us to continue to reach our next level, we have to go in and do the really deep stuff. So for me, I generally come off as a pretty self-assured person. I've never really struggled with that my whole life. I've always been pretty self-assured. I'm pretty intelligent. I know I can handle whatever I need to. And I've always considered that to be a positive, right? In society, that's supposed to be positive.
Right. So, yes.
And then suddenly it's not a positive. Suddenly it's a negative. And you're like, what? How did that happen? Wait. And so my husband and I, he is also spiritual, but he follows his own path. And he was telling me, you know, I've been looking into this, you know, for you. And I think you need to do this. Well, you know what? Being my husband, that really ticked me off just a smidge. I was like, really? And I didn't agree, of course, with what his suggestion was. And I explained to him that, no, I said, look, I know that this is deeper. I really, really do. But I don't know what it is. And all of my friends, Alara, all my high vibe spiritual friends, and everybody's just kind of like, I don't know. Yep, that's serious. And you're like, come on, somebody's got to be able to tell me or direct me, what have you. Right. Well, so when my husband and I were having this argument, he said to me, you come off so strong. It's like he was basically saying, you have to dial it down. Well, you know, that's why it ticked me off, right?
Of course. I mean, as you say it, I'm getting ticked myself. So it's like,
And I was like, so basically you're telling me that I have to be weak. And I will tell you this, as soon as that whole thing happened, I got it. It's that in ancient lifetimes, old stuff, I was weak and I was persecuted for being a woman, and I was persecuted for being weak. I was a victim because I was a woman. There, all of these things, which we all have, right?
Yeah.
But this was so deep for me that I came back so strong that I could never fail because I was weak. Mm-hmm. I could never be weak so I wouldn't be a victim. Do you see a whole nother perspective on what's going on, right? Well, it was such an aha that my husband was like, tell me. And I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I totally saw it in a whole new way. And so this is what's happening in our next level of healing, is everything that we've been taught and we've all been talking about is true. And we had to do it because you can't get to the deep stuff until we go through the other deep stuff, right? It's like, how deep does this hole go? It can be pretty deep.
Yeah.
So the point here is that in order for us to continue to reach our next level of what our soul is capable of, we have to work through every area. So wherever you're really strong, are you overcompensating for the areas that you're weak in? And then it's not that you have to be weak. And that was like, that was why I was getting ticked off. Cause I'm like, really? I mean, I think I've accomplished a lot in my life, and for me to have to pretend to be weak would be like really unfair.
Yeah.
So what happened though, was I was able to heal it. And you know what? I mean, after you do so much healing work, you kind of don't feel it anymore. You know what I mean? But I will tell you that after I did the healing work to rectify those dimensional lifetimes and existences outside of this quadrant, it was like this, just a relief off my shoulders. I could actually feel it. Mm. And it changed my voice. It was amazing. And I was just like, wow. So it's led me now to really start talking about how to use these ascension energies to help us go deeper, mm-hmm. and to reach areas that have to this time been unavailable for us to reach. So I hope everybody enjoyed that chat.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. And so of course some people are going to be saying, or they might be thinking it already, it's like, oh no, not more healing, not having to go deeper. I've done so much work already. I don't want to do any more work. Why do I have to do more work? How many more blocks can there be? How deep do I have to go? I think I've already hit rock bottom a couple of times, and so on.
I totally get you. Like I said, I was like, you know, maybe I just go back to being a normal, regular person.
And I laugh when you say that because, like, oh my God, just the thought of that is like, what is that anymore, right?
Exactly. And what would that be, right? Yeah. I mean, how would you be any different than what you already are? And so it leads us all to, like I said at the very beginning, we're being challenged and pushed, but lovingly, you know, those kicks in the butt are. So, you know, instead of in the past where it might have taken me, you know, a couple of years to work through something like that. Hmm. It was actually only a couple of weeks.
Right.
And then once, I mean, and it wasn't that I wasn't doing energy, you know, healing work all along. I was, because I knew that it was deeper. I knew within me that it was something and I hadn't quite gotten it yet. And so for each piece that we're working on, the question to be asking our soul, our higher self, whatever level you're able to reach, because that's what we're talking about here. Everything is a level. I mean, it's infinite. So mm-hmm. when you think about it in that way, it's not like, oh, I reached it, done. I wish.
There's no
way. But we're not done until we're off this rock.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And so our job is to bring in as much of this highest vibrational energy and the understandings that we're giving of the same words, and our total perspective changes as we reach different frequencies. Because again, the frequency of the word is what changes its understanding. So we are just like being told, you know, you shouldn't come off so strong. And I immediately thought of that as, well, then you're saying that I have to be weak. Well, there were things in there about being weak, but it wasn't about being weak. It was about never wanting to fail because of weakness. It was never wanting to be weak again. Mm-hmm. All of those things that have kind of that different flavor, right? So our issue here is that as we clear out each piece, we are reaching the next level of our soul's consciousness and the abilities that are available at that next level. And that's why talking about our soul's consciousness is, because a lot of people want to think of the soul as just, you know, ta-da, it's right here, right? But that, just like everything, it isn't. It's made of layers of mm-hmm. ourselves. And our goal is to become this strong column. And I have been seeing it taking more solidity. It's more solid now, this column of light between here and all the way up. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're being helped to do. I always use words like helped and I laugh inside, because I always feel like does it feel like help?
It doesn't actually. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, Caroline is asking about, you know, she sometimes has the thought or the pattern of what's the point, you know, you're doing so much, you know, so much healing, so much work, clearing. What's the point, right? If you're never going to get anywhere, because we're always continually, but we are always going somewhere.
Are we not getting anywhere? I mean, like I said, last year we were talking about completely different things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're always changing. And that's the thing. That's what we don't recognize. You know, in my group healing call today, I was talking about that. It's like, where were you last year at this time? And where are you now? So much has changed. And, you know, everybody in my group has like really transformed so much and evolved so much and changed so much. It's amazing. But do you take a look back and say, oh yeah, you're right. And Caroline, I'm going to challenge you on that one, because I know where you were last year and I know where you are now. So yes, so much has changed.
so much has changed, and it's going to continue to change. And we are going to continually create the new matrix in which we're going to live. The new templates of this next paradigm, they're already here. And there's so many people holding various aspects of them. Mm-hmm. It's not like one set of templates. Like, for some reason, I'm like seeing the Ten Commandments, like when I think of templates. So it's not like, oh, here you go, here's the template, right? So it is about knowing that we all are holding the new templates of operating and of being. Because when we talk about soul's purpose, for, you know, last year, everybody was talking about soul's purpose as, you know, it's your job. What's your job? What's your mission? But actually, your soul's purpose isn't about that at all. It's about being the strongest column of light that you can be. Okay, that strongest golden white light coming in through the golden beams of light, which is the 12th ray, the golden ray, which is the encompass, it encompasses all the other rays. So instead of us in the past, we would say, well, I'll use the violet flame, right? Or I'll use this one for that or what have you. Now, no, it's the gold ray. It encompasses everything and then some. It's meant to help you heal everything that can be healed for you at the time. And of course, with consciousness, there's always caveats, right? Mm-hmm. And we all hate the caveats, but they're there. And so this golden ray energy and then platinum is after, and it's only just starting to open up and come in for us. So we have a lot that we can do, and that is being provided to help us with our evolution. So what happens if you don't evolve? The answer is you get to stay in the third dimension. Have fun. Because it's only going to get crazier. I mean, this I know. It's already getting pretty wonky. And people are doing things that we would never have imagined people doing, just in general. And the feeling of desperation and sadness and stress and anxiety and depression is through the roof as people are reacting and pretty much taking themselves out of the game altogether, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe that for all of us, it is about allowing these higher energies to come in and to heal the aspects of you that were not able to be healed until now that we have this next level. I just now started to call it the next generation, the next gen, because we are at the next gen of energy. You know, what we were using a year ago, we're not using now. We've completely moved forward with newer technology, we're going to call it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely, totally.
Yeah, so this is where we are all here to help each other. And the more of us that are doing it, the faster we get to move to the next level, the next level, the next level, until we've reached that critical mass where we can make that transition into that 500 hertz 5D existence.
Awesome.
And we don't know what that's going to look like, right?
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, we never know what it's going to look like, but how are you now? Like, what are you doing now? What tools are you using now? So what tools can we use now to, you know, change some of those patterns that have been ongoing? You know, even though we are healing, we're clearing, we are different than we were last year, but sometimes some patterns keep coming up. So how can we clear or heal those patterns that keep coming up?
Okay, I saw somebody's chat pop over. So here's the thing, that when we are working on what is happening in our current life, I saw somebody who said, what's the point?
Yeah.
Is always recurring for her. Mm-hmm. And so the first part, of course, is to connect to your higher self. And yes, to be shown, to be asked the way, this is exactly what I teach, and somebody else wrote it in the chat, it might have been the same person, that we're asking for guidance. But just as I explained to everybody, you know, for the couple weeks that I was asking for guidance, the idea that we're going to get a tome, and here it is, these are exactly the steps you need to take, isn't how it has ever worked. It's right. Always, you know, here's a piece, here's a piece, here's a piece. And just like I said, and the final critical piece for me was my husband irritating me enough for it to finally click within me, like, oh, wow, okay, I get it now, right? But I had to do all those preliminary steps to even be able to receive that understanding, because this is what we're asking for now, is the understanding. Think about what I've said already about my own thing. Show me the way. Yes. Give me the understanding so that we know and have the consciousness to know what it is that we're looking for. These patterns that are now being shown to us are patterns that have crippled us for lifetimes and lifetimes. And that word cripple was just downloaded in, because all of us want to move forward. And we spend a lot of time, energy, effort, and money to do it, right?
Yeah.
It is, okay. So when we're talking about regular life, all right, so I'm going to go back to my conflict cycle because I didn't finish it. So we are talking about your own subconscious, your own heart's consciousness, your own emotional body. Those things are in conflict often. Your subconscious holds your memories, certainly from this lifetime, but it's accessing your memories from all lifetimes, really, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Your heart's consciousness is doing the same. Now we have mass consciousness. Now we've always had mass consciousness, except for that mass consciousness is being triggered just like we are, okay? Except for they don't know what to do with it. So what happens with that overflow, right? So we're being bombarded, not just from mass consciousness, their low victim energy, right? But we're also being bombarded with 4G and 5G frequencies in the air and satellite TV and all the information. I mean, think about the cloud, how much stuff. I mean, Zoom recordings alone, mm-hmm. right? They go get recorded into the cloud. We are sending stuff into our energetic field all of the time. And right. Our energetic field is designed to absorb information. That's what it does. Your cells absorb information that is just in the airwaves. Mm-hmm. And so, or in the etheric or energetic realms. So we're being bombarded in many ways. So now with first the golden ray, I've been given recently this new understanding of how to shield our entire energetic body. And this is something that I offer in the package that we're offering later, is a recording to do it, and will be done in the live classes, because it's so super important for us to be able to protect ourselves. It's not a one and done anymore, because as everybody knows, the energy is not stagnant. Like years ago, think about this, Alara, right? Years ago could take years to do one energetic adjustment, right?
Yeah.
And now we're talking about days. I mean, have you ever seen so many emails with, you know, it's the 8-8 portal, it's a Lionsgate portal, it's a this and that. And then it's like every week there's stuff.
Something. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's because that's where we are. We are being helped, pushed, forced, pulled, whatever it is, to go to the higher vibrations. And then those energies won't be affecting us as much once we have made that transition or that transformation for our energetic field. Mm-hmm. So the answer to somebody recently who said, what's the point? The point is, to me, it's like racing to the Monopoly Go. You know, we want to finish and get there as fast as we can versus taking forever. And then, so the idea here is, with this conflict cycle, we have to be able to hold our own vibration. That's the end all be all. So what does it take? That's your question to be asking. What does it take to be able to hold my own vibration steady at the highest vibration possible? That's our goal. And every time these ascension energies come in, that we are able to absorb them, assimilate them, and utilize them, bringing in our next level of gifts and our next level of understanding. And that's our goal, and that's what we're asking for. So yes, what we're asking for is changing as well.
Right, absolutely. And I love that, because it's true. That's one of the things that we're always asking for, is how can we maintain our vibration at a higher level constantly or more consistently, so that we don't have so many fluctuations of up and down, right? because let's face it, we do. And then, you know, we are affected by all of the solar flares, all of the, you know, the portals opening and closing, the full moon, the new moon, the solar eclipse. I mean, we've had everything this year. Like, so many times, right? And believe it or not, we do get affected by that energetically. And if we're not looking at our field, you know, observing and being present, we're not going to know what it is that's affecting us. And we're going to just, you know, go back into our patterns, right?
We are. And if we have patterns that are still showing themselves in our lives, then what the answer is that you haven't actually uncovered that deep issue. Okay, so go back to my own story, right? So even though it, to me, was a good thing, it's a good thing I'm a strong woman and a strong person, it isn't good because there's still a part of me that has to be strong inside. So you have to build walls and you have to have all these things going on, right? And so it started with me looking at, okay, this is not a pattern that repeats every day, but it's a significant pattern that hits, you know, once a year, once every 6 months or something, but it's a big pattern. So if everybody, right, if you stop looking at the little pattern, right? Like, what is the point was a pattern or whatever somebody wrote. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the next pattern that's the camouflage for? Okay, because if this hasn't released yet, it's not that you have to do more work on your beliefs. It means that there's something else that it's covering. Okay, just like me being strong to cover that I don't want to be weak. Okay, so for everybody, it's no longer looking at what's obvious in your face. It's being able to access your soul's consciousness and your soul's records at a higher vibration to find out what's going on at those higher, deeper, I always call it higher, but it's not that it is higher. It's just at a level you're not able to reach. Right. Okay. And so you're wanting to find out what's there, because if it's still hanging around after all this work we've been doing, then you need to go as deep as what I did, where it might rock your world, but in essence, it really didn't. I mean, it felt like the world was falling at the time, but it really didn't. And in the end, I came out ahead, right? So and I laughed because I had said, I had planned to take July off. And of course, it just magically happened in that time frame. And you're like, of course it did.
Of course. Yeah.
Obviously my higher self knew more about what was going to be going on for me than I was aware of at the time. But this is what is important for each one of us to know, is that we are already in alignment with our soul and in our soul's purpose and what we are here to do. We are here to clear as much as we can and to step into our own light being self, which is the frequency of the creator being a creator being of light. Mm-hmm. That is what oneness is all about. And so when we talk about soul's purpose, it isn't that it is a job or something you enjoy doing. It's just that those things obviously make it easier for you to hold your vibration high, right? If we enjoy what we're doing, it's a whole lot simpler than when we're doing something we don't enjoy and then our vibration lowers. So for each one of us, it's being able to go to that deeper level to find out what that next gen is that's keeping us struggling in this stress, anxiety, depression, and this cesspool that keeps sucking us back, because we're still, you know, we're not even straddling 5D, 3D. I mean, I feel like, you know, I hear a lot of things, right? So we're kind of like in the higher 4D, whatever. Mm-hmm. The truth is, I still live here. I still have an address in Florida, and I'm still driving my kids to school, and I still have to walk my dogs every day.
Exactly. So, yes.
So while we're doing that, you have to remember that we're still being exposed. And that's why we might find it a little bit difficult some days to hold our vibration until we create that solid column of light for our physical self through our energetic bodies all the way up to our soul, and then continue to embody our soul's essence. That's why we have an Adam Kadmon. I mean, it's because we're not the only aspect of our soul's consciousness. Mm-hmm. I know now we're getting into some really big deep stuff, but the practical side for everybody is we're a lot further now than we've ever been. And the good news is we're being given the tools, and we can see it as tools, or we can realize, oh gosh, this isn't any fun, but good luck getting off the merry-go-round. Because like you said, I mean, really, why would you? I mean, is the alternative better? Not really.
No, when I think about, you know, going back working in the government, no, I cannot even imagine that, you know?
I do. I do know. I told you, I've recently like, wait a second. Anyway, I mean, this is the part that we all get to reaffirm our commitments over and over. You know, are we committed to holding the light? Are we committed to sharing that light, however we do it? Even if I was speaking about this with my husband recently, I was talking about, again, Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, because I just love how it illustrates so easily and so well that in the lower frequencies, we are using our sheer force of will in order to get anything done. Mm-hmm. So when people are feeling exhausted, it's because you're operating then from that lower frequency, because you have to use all of your energy and your thinking and your desire and everything to get anything moving. And when you move into that 200, 250 range and you start moving into that higher frequency, it's where you're still using force of will, but it's not to the same level. So the higher you go, you get to stop using, and you just don't use it anymore. It's not that you're trying. You just don't use it because you don't need to. And that's when you know that you're really operating at a higher frequency, is when things, you literally do think it, or it pops into your head and it gets created within a really short period of time. Mm-hmm. So when we're operating at that level, and that's happening most of the time, then that's your indicator that you are up in the higher echelons of the frequency scale.
And, you know, that is happening a lot more and more now. So it's really key now for us to be aware of our thoughts, of our feelings, of our emotions. Where are we? What are we thinking? What are we doing? What are we feeling? And are they at a higher vibration or not? Or are they at the lower vibration? Because we are creating whatever it is, you know, that we're thinking or feeling or whatever, like that. It's not even a joke anymore. Like, this is not just some phrase that we're saying. This is really happening. Manifestation is like immediate almost, you know? So you have to really be conscious and aware of what you are putting out there, right?
Yes. Things that we've talked about for years, and again, we're back to perspective and understanding, because as we raise our vibration, we get the newest, latest, greatest understanding of what that means, right? Mm-hmm. So 20 plus years ago, when I first was told you have to be careful what you think because you create it, I laughed. I was like, that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I was very, cocky in my stupidity, but I really didn't understand what the heck anybody was talking about. Yeah. So as the years have gone by, of course, it's true. And now wherever you're vibrating, your thoughts are replicating whatever that vibration is. So if your beliefs that are still in there that were created at a lower energetic, that's still what you're transmitting, whether you're thinking it or not. Your energetic field is still transmitting all of the time. So you are being forced again. I use these words because to me, as much as I want to say, oh my God, I just love energy work and I do this all the time, the truth is I'm human. There's definitely times, you can ask my kids, where I am not as high vibe as I would like to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just the way it is, but I do my best. And most of the time, you know, it's fairly reasonable. It's just that when we are in this realm of existence that we are, it's best not even to judge it. It just is what it is. And if you can be in that place, and just allow, it allows everything to move through a whole lot faster. Mm-hmm. And then you move into the next and getting your vibration back up again. Yeah. And that's what we are all here to do, is to recognize what we're drawing to us. And I have all of my children, you know, they all get to know that when they start to get a little bit crazy with energy and fighting or yelling or angry or whatever it is, because they too, and this is everybody's issue with spouses and kids and coworkers, they're all being bombarded and they have no idea what to do with this mass consciousness energy. So when my children start to get crazy, I have them sit down in my office and do sacred names of God. And so they all know this, and they will come in themselves and take the book off my shelf and be like, okay, I need to do. So the minimum is three. You have to do three sacred names of God. But honest to goodness, within a few minutes, they've completely shifted. And so that's generally how we deal with things, because it isn't about reasoning it out, because you know, two squabbling kids, what do you ever get accomplished? And there's like, there's no way to reconcile who did what to whom and how, right? It's like crazy. And this is what we have to remember about life, is that it's not about that mental understanding. It's about the energetic understanding. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really talking about. In order to access your next level, you have to move out of the mind's understanding into the soul's understanding.
So, you know, so how, you know, because people are going to be wondering, how can they get to that point where they are accessing their soul's understanding?
There is not one way to do it. I mean, I wish I could tell you, oh, it's just an activation. For each person, their method is going to be through their connection. So I don't know how many people are here. I know we don't have a poll set up, but if you want to answer, how many of you easily are able to connect to your highest self, and you know that you are, is that easy, or does it take a, you know, a lot of time in meditation? So for each person, when you are connecting, what is the feeling that you have? Because I know for a lot of people, they might think to themselves, well, I know I'm connected to my soul. I want to remind everybody that as these ascension energies are coming in and they're really strong and really powerful, the equal parts of their energies get to come in too. That's how a mirror universe works. And so we have to be sure to be protecting ourselves, calling in the golden ray, calling in the higher vibrational beings to assist. And then it is about being connected all of the time. It's not like just when I call on it. So really the answer here is creating the strongest column of light that you can be from here to wherever your soul aspect is, right?
Right.
And so when we've created that, we're not asking anymore the question, how do I do it? That's right, the practical side. So when we're talking about this, recently I saw it in a vision. Everybody knows slinkies, the little slinkies that separate, right? So that's how we all were, right? Where we're stretched down and there's a whole lot of space between all the coils, yes? And now our goal is to become a compacted slinky. So we have all these layers, right? But now they're solid and they're filled with light all the way up. So that's the visual I've been given as to what it is that we're working toward. So we go back to what I said earlier. We're no longer looking for, you know, I'm not supported, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not loved, which is where we've spent the last several years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have to go to the actual separation events that created our ability to be here. And we have to keep going until there aren't any more of those separating us from our soul on those higher other dimensions that I talked about. Because if there's still not a solid column of light, that's what it would tell you, is that there's still ancient and old issues there that have to be resolved so that those separations can be healed.
Right. And so for me, the biggest core issue is the separation. separation of ourselves from spirit or from ourselves from our soul, that is the key, the core issue. Right. And once we can heal that or understand that or, you know, close the gap, you know, not be separate anymore, then, you know, it's a different story.
That's right. And okay, so none of us want all of those things to hit us at once. I mean, you don't have to do them, you know, stretched out, okay? It's about, I mean, of course, it's going to self-promoting, but in general, working with somebody who is able to access frequencies higher than you're able to access. First, we already know two or more are gathered, we exponentially raise the frequency. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking about these frequencies, I'm going to give you numbers because it's a lot easier for people to understand numbers. So imagine that the separation issue. So I'm going to give an example. How about that? So I have had many clients that have come to me that this was an issue for them. So I grew up Catholic, but that I went to Sunday school and confirmation. I did all that, but I don't remember any of it, right? But it's somewhere in there. And I knew that somewhere in the Bible there's a story about the War of Angels, but I didn't know anything about it, and I don't read that sort of stuff. So just for everybody to know, I like mysteries. And anyway, so imagine that, right? I like mysteries. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was working on this person, and we were coming to his separation event. And finally, like, had reached it, had gotten rid of it. You don't have to get rid of everything. And this is the other part that I think people don't understand. We don't have to be willy-nilly over here on the sides doing all this other stuff. We just want the direct, what's going to get me there, right? And so when we do it this way, we don't have to do all the other pieces. But in this work, so we're getting there. And I was shown that this particular person was an angel, when his original lineage is an angel, and that he was in this war of angels, and that he was trying to be Switzerland, actually. So he was neutral. Now, remember, I didn't know anything about this story, but this is the understanding that I got, was he was neutral, but he still was separated from heaven, the higher frequencies, because he didn't choose God's side, right? Right. Yeah. So being neutral still wasn't a pass. So he was separated, and that was his separation event. Well, this happens often, and it really woke me up at that time. This was many years ago, where I was like, oh my God, this stuff that we think are stories, they're actually, they can be allegories for explanation, and they can also have been actually true, but we just see them now as myths and fairy tales, right? And so it's in being able to reach a frequency. Can you imagine the frequency that was occurring at? Because it's not anything available in this third dimensional quadrant,
right?
Okay. We're talking about outside of this universe. We're talking about a completely separate, I call it the void, once you get out there. So this is what we mean by you're not able to access a frequency. It's not anything on you. It's that the frequencies, think of it like being the keeper, right? You're the keeper of records or something. Like, there are frequencies you need in order to gain a pass, to have access to them, right? And so that's what we're talking about, is finding these things for people that were created, that caused, because you don't have just one original separation event, unfortunately. We're really old.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, old may be not the greatest word, but we're ancient.
Okay? Ancient, we've been definitely ancient.
A long, long time. And so we have things that other people that are younger souls haven't done. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's our in general, right?
Yeah, I always say the people that are on these types of calls, we've done and been at everything. You know, I was told a long time ago that I'm older than dirt. That's how long I've been here, you know, around.
Older than dirt. That's worse than saying old.
I'm older than dirt. I was like, okay, great, thanks.
Yes, and that is why we're most frustrated, though. This is exactly why we're most frustrated, because we're thinking to ourselves, we should be able to do this already. Come on. How much longer? Right? We've done this forever. And yeah. That's why when we begin this higher evolutionary process of reconnecting ourselves, not only do we gain freedom, but we gain the abilities that we had in those lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And then your job is to make that work here on this planet. And so it's why we're starting to see amazing healers doing amazing things, because we're accessing knowledge and abilities that we once had that were locked out to us due to our frequency. We didn't have the combination to reopen it and to access it and to use it. So this Absolutely. Is the reason we're frustrated, because it doesn't happen like this. And we have a whole lot more going on than most people. And that's why we're in a special class, I think. The special class is we are bulldozing the way into that next higher frequency, because as we do, it makes it easier for the others. And we've already pushed through that next level barrier of frequency that we haven't been given access to. And now we are doing it, because both we have to, we want to, and it's time, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's still our choice. Are we choosing it, right? And so most of us who are on this call, we are actively choosing that, right? There are maybe
many opportunities along the way to say no. Yep. Now, you and I've already talked about this. It's just, you know, why would I do that? Right.
Yeah.
But we are offered, like, you have the option.
So every time you have that thought, Caroline, what's the point? That's another, you know, opportunity for you to choose. Are you going to choose consciousness moving forward, the next level of your soul's expansion and so on, or are you not, you know? So maybe you just need to, and because I know you're kind of on the fence, you know, because you're doing a lot of different things, still, right? It could just be that for now, you know? So it's okay.
Well, I always tell people when they're going through an emotional time, it's best not to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Yeah.
And it's best instead to get yourself to an energetic stability before anything happens.
Yeah.
So for somebody who's going through emotional stuff, of course, the objective is always to get to the deepest root possible of what's actually going on. And for her, I feel like, what are you actually afraid of? So that's what I heard. And that's, there you are, Carolyn. There's your mini reading. Because the question for you is, and that's what you'd be asking, is what am I actually afraid of? And let that go deep. Mm-hmm. Because I hear the word shunned at the gate. So there you go.
There you go. Awesome. Thank you. So before anybody gets mad at me, yes, we're going to be taking some more questions. And I know some people have sent me private messages, so I will ask those too. And people I know have raised their hands. So you can raise your hand to ask a question if you'd like. Or you can write it in the chat, whatever you like.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing the pop-ups as they come across.
Yeah.
I'm reading them too.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them, but some come privately to me, so you're not getting them. So I have to go back and read some of those ones, you know. But, you know, it's just really, do you want to take a question from Amrita?
Sure.
She's had her hand raised for a long time. Go ahead, Amrita.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
I guess my most powerful question that just is a repeated question, it just keeps coming up for me, is, you know, along with me doing all of this work to uncover the shadows, and things have been coming up regularly, and I've been working with that and feeling lighter and being really committed to my awakening. My external world really hasn't changed so much. My attitude has changed, which is huge. And I'm able to maintain more of a positive attitude, consistently, not 100% of the time, but I'm able to get myself into a place of, balance often. So I see some improvement on that level, but my outer circumstances really haven't changed very much. I'm still in the same line of work that I've been just dying to get out of for a really long time. And I do feel depleted by it often and burned out. I have a lot of gifts and talents that I'm not utilizing currently. I had a path that I was taking for quite a while, several years, where I was really focused on that. And
I'm gonna stop you for a second. Okay. So what's the actual question that you have for Gabrielle?
My question is, do you see any particular block that may be stopping me from really hitting my stride? Because I don't have a huge amount of external validation.
So the answer is to begin looking in the area that is causing you not to be decisive. It's the best way I can say it. Decisive, where are you lacking the strength to be decisive? That's what I want to say. Because for you, while things have settled down, where it's not where you're responding to chaos and such, you are also, you know how you're waiting at a crossroads? It's like somehow there's going to be like a sign or something that's going to send me in the right direction. And I'm going to know what to do because I don't know what to do. So for some people, and in your case, like I see, here we are, we've got, do I go left or do I go right? And there comes a point where you have to make the decision. And there isn't any lightning bolt. I don't feel like there's a lightning bolt coming for you. It's sort of like, choose something and then the universe will support you. So that's your answer. Why are you lacking, or where are you lacking the strength to make a decisive decision? Because that's what's keeping you from doing it. What happens when you make a decisive decision? I mean, what happens then? That's your question. What are you afraid of? I mean, I can say afraid, but I immediately feel like porcupine bristles as soon as I say that. So it's not that you're afraid. What's keeping you from having the strength to say, I am going to do blank? Okay?
Well, pretty much it's not having clarity around what it is. I have a lot of different interests and talents all over the place. And
yeah,
like I said, okay. I was putting a lot of energy.
Amrita, one second. Close your eyes.
Okay.
I most want to do blank. What is it?
Sing.
Sorry?
Sing is what flew out before you even finished.
There you go.
That's the answer. Okay?
Wow. Start with that.
Wow, I'm getting goosebumps and tears coming up.
So good.
Awesome.
So then work on what it is that's kept you from doing it, because if it's bringing up tears, that means that there's some other work in there that's kept you from your heart's joy of singing. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amrita.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. That was awesome. All right, good. So I'm so glad that we got to that question finally. Thank you for waiting for so long. And Angela had a question. Angela, I'm going to find it. Angela says, Angela's talking about, she's asking to, same sort of thing as Amrita, show me the path. Why does it have to keep hiding behind so many aspects? I'm constantly being pulled, and she's saying, I'm constantly being pulled back into a cycle I'm trying to understand. Just when things seem to move along, I seem to fall back 3 steps lower. What if we cannot see that which keeps resurfacing? Angela, if you're on the call, and you can come online, that'd be better, okay? Because I just asked two different questions and two different things. But we'll see if Gabrielle. Oh, hello, there you are. Yeah, awesome. All right, now ask your question. Go ahead. Ignore what I just said and go ahead and ask your question.
I think you said it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
it's the failure to find out why it keeps coming back. You get to a point where you are stable, and then 2 months later you're back down into a depressed state. You're back down to wondering if you're on the right path. And sometimes the shadow takes over. So how do we tell what keeps recycling? And can't tell what it is.
Okay, two things, Angela. One, you're going to want to take advantage of the package at the end of this show, because that's exactly what we will be doing in the class together, is helping people to determine what it is that is keeping them stuck, right, into that depressive state and to recycling over and over these patterns when we keep trying to figure out why we're suffering from them, right? But for you, here's what I got as you were talking. It's that you know, and I see the really big doors in Egypt. They go to those, let's call them the old ancient temples, like the mystery school temples, right? So I see you though on the other side, the outside of the door versus the inside. So what it tells me is, what are you hiding from yourself? Because for you, it's just about stepping through that door, and there are probably reasons why you haven't. And those have to be discovered. So that's where I would begin. Is what is the trauma? Why are you hiding on the outside of those really big doors? It's almost like to the library of your understanding, you're on the outside of them. So you're hiding something from you. What happens when you are open to it? Do you know?
No, and that's what's worrying me.
No, it's not a thought though. See, you're doing the normal thing, right? And you know, if you know any part about my story, it's about how I've spent years in my mind figuring I could figure it out, because I'm intelligent enough to outthink anything, right? And so my big comeuppance was understanding that I didn't understand anything. So it was not any fun, right? That's a huge crash. But the point here is, it's not anything you're going to understand with your mind. Just like with Amrita, it's not about what our mind understands, because the feeling that you don't know is your first limitation, because you do know it's behind those doors, but you've got them firmly shut and you're on the opposite side. So you're not even giving access to yourself, right? So if I were to connect further and ask for you, because actually in this vision, you look like a peasant girl, actually. So if I continue to just ask about what all of this is, it is that you are less than, like you haven't been exalted to the level of being able to open the doors. So there's several things in there that you're going to want to work out. First is that at some point in your history, you've had access and you've been on the opposite side of those big doors, but there was a separation to them where you are no longer, I'm going to just use the words worthy, although that is not the correct word. Okay. And it is about you. I hear the word earning, that you have to earn your way back is how you feel about it. It's not truth though. So just in all that I've told you, the answer is that you want to go deeper into where it is that you became separated from your own knowing, because that's what that all really does represent. And that's actually what you're asking me is, we just circularly went around it, but there's trauma and separation that's creating that pattern to repeat itself. And that's what I was just telling you about, that it has to do with this temple, this mystery school, and that you abused power, therefore you were shut out and you remain shut out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah, so this is where if you do a one-on-one session, that's where we would go. and help work out whatever happened, or do the class, whatever it is, but you have to do that deeper work or do it yourself, where you're going in and you are looking to access an ancient timeline, not this Egypt. I'll tell you all a quick story. I went to Egypt in 2003, and I was so excited. I could not wait. And I got there and had zip response to it at all. Like nothing was like, oh my God, right? And I remember sitting outside one of the big pyramids when my husband was inside doing his thing. And I was just sitting, you know, and I was like, why? Why do I feel no resonance here at all? And the answer was, because you weren't in this Egypt. This is not the Egypt that you all were in when we were talking about mystery schools. We were in 5D and above. We were not in this third dimensional Egypt here on the planet. And so as soon as I got that understanding, I was like, oh my God, that, thank goodness, right? Because I couldn't understand. So that's what I'm giving you as well. It's not going to be from a third dimensional Egypt that we know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Angela. All right. Mute. All right, so.
The answer to ego to Carolyn is yes. Carolyn, there is a Q&A time in the course. And actually, most of it's going to be working on individual stuff, because I believe, just like in this format, we actually learn more when we're interacting.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we get to release more when we're interacting, right? So
yeah. I love doing Q&A. It's awesome.
I know, right? It's the best part.
All right, so we are going to take some more questions in just a minute, but I do want to talk a little bit about the special offer, since we've just touched on it, and it's all on top of the hour or beyond. Beyond. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Gabrielle8, and I will share my screen in a second. Hold on one second. Let me see how I always do this. I was doing it the way. Whoops. See, that was not the way. Hold on one sec. This is the way. I'm going to share my screen. Somebody asked, I thought somebody asked me, maybe it was not you, if they could share their screen. Okay, so this is Gabrielle's special offer for August, and it's about stabilizing your energetic field, golden ray healing, your stress, anxiety, depression, for more peace, joy, happiness, and financial abundance. All right, so go ahead, Gabrielle, I'll let you take it away.
Well, this has come out of the work that I've been doing, okay? Because what I realize, as we've talked about already today, is it's really tough as these higher golden age ascension energies are coming in. It's super hard for us to maintain our own evolution and dealing with the third dimensional stuff, right? It's just getting a little bit more crazy. And as we've all talked about in this call already, we're being triggered at deeper levels. And like, we're seeing old patterns come back and we're like, where did this come from? And why is this back? And I thought I already dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, as what we've been talking about this whole show, is that it's because there is a deeper separation event where something occurred that is keeping you from actually resolving it. It was resolved enough for the frequency that you were at before. But now in our new frequency, you're reaching another level of it. And that level is going to have been buried, right? And so when we're talking about this program, it is designed to deal with the audience, okay? The group participants. Because it's about you guys. It's about where you are. It's not about teaching you. I mean, really, everything that we're talking about, we all know on some level, right? It's not big, oh my goodness. I mean, but it's delivering information in another way that it might get your attention and you go, yeah, okay, now I understand it. Because I do believe the mind has to understand, right? That's when it stops fighting you, is when it understands. And then it becomes your partner and it can help you. Then we have to do the energy work, where we have to be able to reach to these frequencies that aren't available to most everybody because they're not able to access them on their own. Okay, that's just not their gift, or their frequency isn't high enough to reach them. Many years ago, I channeled in a program that it takes 10 times the energy, so tenfold the energy at which something was created in order to heal and release it. So when you think about what we've been talking about with these frequencies, where we're at frequencies not even on this planet, that we have to be at 10 times whatever those frequencies were. So it makes it kind of interesting on a mental plane. So basically you all can read it, but we're going to be using the golden ray to help us actually shed those next levels of the negativity that we're seeing show up in our lives. And that's showing through us as stress, anxiety, and depression. You know, all of us have talked about how we're still getting kicked in the butt and why is that? And actually to point out, do we stay or do we go, right? Do we not leave the planet? I mean, as my husband and I always laugh and say, we're not getting out of it that easy. It's like the choice of leaving the planet isn't actually a choice, right? We have to actually do the work that we need to do in order for us to be that beacon of strong, resilient light that we are meant to be in order to be the way showers that we are, right? So the first three, there's the first session is already recorded and it will be posted sometime today or tomorrow so that you can have it. And it gives the next understanding of what's going on and what we're going to be doing. And then we are going to spend 3 times together live. And I have 2 different offerings. You can do a Wednesday evening or a Sunday afternoon evening, depending on where you live. Okay. That way we can get everybody, because it is about being live. This is just like in this situation, you're able to interact and get help and whatever it is that we're needing to do to dig out for you what the real issues are. It's about getting past those separation events now. That's where we are, right? So that's the program. And then we have 2 awesome bonuses that are readily available for you right now. And that is the masterclass. Let's see, stabilizing your energetic field with the golden ray. So this is every day you and your energetic bodies are being assaulted by mass consciousness reaction to the incoming high and low vibrational frequencies and your own 3D daily life stresses. So this is about stabilizing you every day with the new energy that I was shown that will assist you to protect yourself on every level from 4G, 5G, all the information being transmitted and the energy going on around us all the time. And then the next bonus item is clearing ancestral stress, anxiety, and depression. We haven't even touched on the ancestral and genetic lineage for these things, the curses and the karma that is carried, that is also creating, and we're carrying that on our shoulders, right? And then we will have a surprise bonus announced during the Third Life Masterclass. And that's basically because it hasn't been revealed to me yet. And that means it's going to be based on you who participate. Okay. And you're going to get this package for $97, which is pretty unbelievable.
It's awesome.
This is what we're doing these days. It's about getting as many people through as we can, especially as these times are getting crazier, because we all know they're going to get harder, and that's on by design. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able to catch up and surpass what's happening in order for us to not be sucked back into it.
Yes, absolutely. Is my voice still cutting out?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Somebody said my voice was cutting out a little bit, but it seems to be okay. So after you make your purchase, I will send you an email asking you which days you want, and then I'll send you the access information for Sunday or Wednesday. Right, Gabrielle?
Yes.
Or Gabrielle. Well, yeah, I'll send it to you. It's easy.
Yeah, we'll send it.
Not to worry.
We'll send it.
Yeah.
Can I change that? Could I do? Yes. Okay. If you have to have a special something, we can arrange that. You need to email me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Something like that, you would email Gabrielle yourself.
Yeah. Don't bother Alara with that. That's something we'll work out where you will have to let me know, so I know to put you on the list for that day to get the call and information. Okay. Awesome. So let's put it this way. The class is really designed for each of you. And so the class will depend on who shows up. And if it's a high vibe group, you know, we're going to be working on some big stuff, because that's where we are. As much as I would like to do simple things, It just isn't in the cards. We're all here to plow through this next level. Just think of it like the football players running through that sheet of paper, mm-hmm. running into the game. Well, ours is a brick frickin' wall. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I like to look at it as a net. It's a net. And I, you know, I can.
Okay. Whatever. I just see it as, you know,
No more bricks.
We have to be able to dismantle it without having to run through it. I mean, this is the point of energy. It doesn't matter if it's a brick or a net or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That there's still a barrier and that it's our energy frequency that's going to break through it.
Yeah.
It's not absolutely. A physical thing, right?
I love it. Thank you. And, you know, and like you were saying, you know, these are three live calls and in each of the live calls, it's the, you know, question and answer. So basically, if you have an issue, if you have a question, this is the best and easiest way to get it resolved and get it healed and get it cleared is during these three live calls.
Now we're doing question and answer where I'm just telling you what I see and what I'm being given. I'm not actually doing more work to actually help you, which is what we're going to do in the calls, is to actually go in and say, okay, so what is this? I mean, how many people on this call yourself do you think had times lives in Egyptian mystery schools? I don't know, probably a good handful.
Yep, probably. As I'm thinking about it, I was like, oh my God, I'm so hot as I think about it. And I just love what you said about how when we were in the mystery schools, it wasn't this 3D reality, it was in the higher dimensions. You know, it's like, oh my God, that makes so much sense because I've never had this pull to go to Egypt, but I know that there's something there for me, you know? It's like, I know there's something, but I'm not.
Yes, but not this one, most likely. I mean, I have big, strong ties to Egypt. And that's, you know, if you could see my office wall, I have a whole wall of Egyptian papyrus paintings. Mm. So, you know, it's really fascinating, but it's nothing here. But this is the point for all of us, is to not get caught up in where we were and what we've done.
Yeah.
It's in healing the separation, and it's what's keeping us at the low vibration, because it's the separation that keeps us from being able to embody that higher vibration that we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So there was a question from Katerina, I'm going to try and read it. I'll just read it. I've been on a spiritual path. Well, you can read it too, but since my teens, which make it more than 45 years now, all these years struggling with depression, which I mostly feel due to being removed so far from source. Last 2 weeks, this depression is just horrendous. And I know you've been struggling with this depression for a long time, Katerina. I know that I ultimately need to move through it to be on the other side, but somehow for 45 plus years, I still cannot do it. Any comment?
Yeah, I'll see you in our class. I will tell you, there are many facets in this. As soon as she started reading the question. So, you know, we've talked about entities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Entities come in with us. My favorite to talk about is the French guillotines. I had many European lives. I'm totally a European at heart, and my lineage anyway, but France is like my place. Love France.
Mm.
And I use the guillotines because if you can imagine being in a square, a public square, and you're marching people out and people are throwing rotten tomatoes and vegetables at you and they're jeering you and they're horrible, and you've already been, you know, you spent a month down in the cellars and, you know, you're starving and, you know, you've been fairly well mistreated. And so there's a lot of yuck going on, right? Well, all this frenzy is happening. Well, imagine what kind of feeding frenzy that is for negative entities, right? And they're probably there egging people on, and the whole thing. Well, when you have a trauma like this, what happens is these entities, you don't see them. And it's not that you had a conscious conversation. It's that energetically they're feeding off of you and they're also invading you. And they're also, some of them, maybe showing up as, let's say, an angel and say, oh my goodness, I'll save you if you pledge of allegiance to me or whatever. And people make the silly statements of, I'll do anything, God, blah, blah, blah. And so when we do these things, we are basically making energetic contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are people that come in, and you all might know of children that you've seen this, but between the ages of 18 months old and 2 years old, you will see a separate presence come into their eyes. They will shift. And it's because it takes about that long for the embedded entities, if they're strong enough, to show up, because they're with that consciousness and they will come, and they're still connected through contracts and agreements and other things. So things like that happen. And so that's where I would be looking, Katarina, to start. And there's way more that I could get into. I do a lot of work with releasing aspects of people's souls from hell realms, because we get stuck in them for various reasons. It's not only because we're bad. Many times it's because we've actually made contracts without realizing. And other times it's because we've been pulled in, just like when I talk about not being sucked into the 3D. Mm-hmm. Because you get sucked in, it's just collateral damage, let's call it.
Right, right. Okay, good to know. So Katarina,
I know, there's so much, right? There's so much we could talk about forever. Katarina, yeah. Deeper work, sweetie, and start focusing on retrieving aspects of your soul from hell realms.
So, Katarina, we'll see you on the calls. That right. might be helpful for you. Good, awesome, thank you. So let's just take a Reverend Randy. So Randy, I'm gonna go ahead and unmute you. You have a question for Gabrielle?
Hello.
Hi.
Do you hear me? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic is beautiful. Can you please intuit what might be the next step for my soul's light? And or what about my relationship with Ma'at? And thank you, I love you.
With who? Sorry.
Ma'at, M-A-A-T, Ma'at.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if you said Ma'at or Mom.
The twin sister of the goddess Isis.
You know, here's the funny thing, Randy. I do my best not to do any reading on any of these topics. You know why? I feel like it keeps me clearer without my own interpretation of things. So the interesting thing is when I hear things, it's then not coming through my own filter. It's just something that I've heard. So anyway, the question for you is your next step on your soul's journey.
Yes, please.
So interestingly, they're showing me I'm going to call it the Gobi Desert, just because, not because it is, but it's a desert. Yes.
And that's expansive. That's expansive.
I know, right? It's not about which desert. It's about currently. So I'm looking at it through your eyes. So I'm not seeing you. I'm only seeing a foot, and the right foot is walking, but there are footsteps ahead of you in the sand. So they're not blown over. They're actually pretty direct. So my question to you is, you're walking a path and the path is clear, but it's not fulfilling. And it's sort of in the in-between, like you have to go this path in order to get to the other side. So what is happening that would relate to that in your current life?
So multifaceted and advanced.
Okay. So what path are you on? Are you just plodding forward? Because learning. This would indicate plodding forward. Like you're going through a dry, barren desert. So but the way is in front of you, which is positive. It's not like you're standing there without any direction. So my suggestion is, if you're multifaceted and advanced, then keep going. You haven't reached your fertile ground yet. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So keep going is your answer.
I'm learning to heal this body. And as much as I've accomplished, I'd like to do more, like in a few steps. And yet the action steps that
I don't see it in a few steps, to be honest. You're getting there, but you have to continue the path. So if you're healing your physical body, that it's not going to be tomorrow. You have to keep taking the steps to do it in order to reach what it is your goal is. I mean, seeing a desert like that indicates to me that you have to keep on the path. The path is there. It is like very strong. The footsteps that you're following are super strong. They're, you know, in the sand. I mean, desert. I don't know if you are familiar with it, but
I get it.
They don't last. Like, you don't, footprints don't stay in the sand is the point, but your path is set is what that tells me. So you have to continue on it. You know, sometimes there are ways to shortcut a path, and that's where I would be putting my effort, is in asking my soul, how do I shortcut this path to the answer that is in my best good? Not the one I want, because that's attachment, and then we miss the shortcuts. That's what I've found, is that when we're attached to how something should be or look, we actually miss the shortcuts that the universe is providing us as we go. Does that make sense?
It's been very meaningful, and I'm grateful for your consideration.
You're welcome. I hope that helps. Be asking for that short path and just keep going, okay?
The whole desert metaphor, I can expand so much into that.
Awesome.
That it makes sense, and thank you.
It means something to you. That's what matters.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, in all my years of doing this, they've never shown me a desert with like that. So, very interesting.
Thank you, Randy.
Peace.
All right. So, I was going to ask you, Gabrielle, if we were going to do an activation.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Because it's like, you know, I mean, I know there's so much on the plate, but it's like, we definitely want to do an activation if possible.
Let's do it. All right, everyone. Just take a deep breath and close your eyes. We're going to go into the theta brainwave state by rolling our eyeballs up toward our eyebrows, allowing your eyelids to flutter. If you can see me, it looks like this. Take a deep breath. Give permission to receive the healing. We call in the golden beings of light to provide for us the frequency of the golden ray into our energetic bodies, our soul, our entire being, throughout all existences, allowing this golden light to heal us, to provide the activations that are ready to be activated within us on every level of our being, releasing all barriers, thoughts, beliefs, programs and habits, curses, and agreements and contracts that keep us from embodying our highest self and the frequency of the golden ray. Allow the golden ray to absorb all lower vibrational energies, thoughts, beliefs, and all limitations and blocks that keep you from stepping forward into your highest and greatest good in service to your soul's highest version of itself. See this golden light filling each and every one of your cells, your DNA, where it is aligning your DNA and activating strands that can be activated now. We're holding this energy to allow the work to be done for each person here and throughout all time who will be connecting with this audio Take a deep breath and release. Breathe in the mana from heaven, the golden ray energy, allowing it to repair your physical body, your heart's consciousness, your emotional body, and to fully connect through your high heart all the way to your soul, allowing this golden ray of energy and light to surround you in its omnipresence. Take a deep breath, allowing the energy to hold you, support you, and provide for you all that is in your highest and greatest good. Thank you. It is done. So be it. So it is. So mote it be. I actually got my neck to crack.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm not quite back, to be honest.
All right, everyone. Come back. And join us with your beautiful energy. Yes. Just put Laura to sleep.
But no, I always yawn so much during, you know, activations, energy work. Oh my goodness.
That's good release then.
Yes. Thank you. So how's everybody doing? Drink some water. Oh. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I think I was like not even fully present here during the thing, you know, during the process. I was like gone.
Really beautiful. You know, it always amazes me every time I connect. It's just interesting. Again, it's always based on the energy of the people, mm-hmm. because it doesn't matter what you think you might want to do or whatever, the higher beings of light and the energy does exactly what the group needs and what each person needs. And it's just amazing to me. And it's not that it takes a long time. It's that now everyone has to understand the energy's been called forth. We've been open and willing. And so it will continue, you know, here forward, right? Mm-hmm. So for each person, It's just about allowing it and being open.
Absolutely. So poor Angela, she's like, she purchased the package, which is awesome, Angela, thank you. And then she lost power, there was a power blackout, so she missed the actual process.
You'll have to watch the replay.
It'll be up on YouTube and the podcast and all that stuff shortly. Don't worry. Not to worry. You can still, you know, catch it. Don't take that as a sign or anything that, oh my God, I took one step forward and three steps back. No.
I'm going to tell you, I, just like I said before, when we first started with the technical stuff, I have determined recently that for the people that are actually on the path, more stuff is happening to them, not to be a sign, but to actually interfere and keep you from going forward. This is what I have reasoned out over the last couple of weeks. It's like the weirdest things happen and you're going, what the heck? I mean, I thought to myself, is my frequency so high that I'm shorting out my computer and my phone? What the heck is going on?
That definitely does happen. Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of scary, right? Because we can't function in the third dimension without those yet.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you have stuff going on, mental, emotional stuff as well, and it stops you from choosing consciousness, stops you from choosing using tools and stuff like that, that's when you have to say, you know what, no. You know what, I have tools, I'm going to use my tools. I see this happening, okay, fine, but I'm going to use my tools. I'm going to raise my vibration. I'm going to keep my vibration high. And then it, you know, it gets resolved. But it does happen.
So it does. And well, I think that it is part of that, you know, idea of being tested. I mean, if it interferes with you from going forward, all the better for the other side. Mm-hmm. And if it creates, it just depends on how you're going to use it, like what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely that all of us are going to be challenged in whatever way is going to tweak us the most. And that's the point, is that we have to remember mm-hmm. that it's our choice to continue to march forward and to do that in the easiest way. Just like I had said to Randy, you know, ask for the shortcut. There's no rule that says you can't. There could be a shortcut. Just currently you're directed in a certain path, but that doesn't right. mean that's the way forever. It's what your consciousness knows. So if your consciousness knows there's a shortcut and you start bringing that to you, that's what will come. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice, Angela. Nice to have you back. All right.
Good.
Well, I hope that everyone is going to join us because we're going to have a super great time like we've had today. I think that that all of us want the same thing, and it is to move out of this drudgery of the third dimension and actually make that full transition. I think that this is the hardest part where mm-hmm. we're straddling both sides and we are being tested. Can you hold your frequency high enough? And that's what we're talking about, is creating that column of light so that we can actually be holding it high enough on our own. And when stuff does happen, you know, my children, also my best work ever, right? It's that, you know, they're like, Mom, why don't you just fix it? I'm like, you know what? I will actually expend my energy when everybody has gone ahead to help themselves calm down, right? Because when that emotional state happens, you can't override free will. And so we have to remember this. We've talked all along about it being our choice. Mm-hmm. Everything's our choice. And so everybody else is in mass consciousness too. It's their choice too.
Exactly.
So we have to be at a higher frequency so their choices don't impede our choices.
Absolutely. Thank you. Beautiful. And it's true. It all comes down to us. What are you choosing? And not just choosing, but what are you actually acting on? What are you actually implementing? What are you actually doing? What tools are you using? You know, how high is your vibration? And, you know, are you looking at some of the stuff? Are you going deeper? You know, and because the stuff that's, you know, happening around you, that's just surface. That's just symptom. You know, that's just a symptom. You got to go deeper to find the actual cause or the separation point, like Gabrielle was saying. And you know, you can do that a little bit yourself, or you can do that with help. And so if you would like help with that, you can work with Gabrielle in the program, or you can do a personal session with Gabrielle. I don't know if you do a lot of personal sessions anymore, Gabrielle, because I know you're really busy. But
no, I don't. That's the thing. That's what's funny. It's I was saying it, but I don't even have a way for you to do that. So the thing is that you have to go into the program.
Yeah.
The point here is, though, that you have to begin. It's like I said, even when I was going through my own really deep time, I know a lot of people in this industry, right, out here doing this.
Yeah.
And even in speaking with them, it's like everybody's reaching plateaus at the same time, which means that we are sort of on our own in many ways to have to work through it. So for everybody, you want to be with the people that are already worked through that level that you're working on, because that's the fastest way through it versus it's going to take you 6 weeks or a month or whatever it's going to take, or longer, 45 years. I mean, there are reasons that this keeps happening, and it's because you haven't yet reached the level that you need to in order to actually address where that separation occurred for you. And that's really where we are right now. And we're seeing it more and more. And it is what is frustrating us more and more, because you think to yourself, well, how many more of these things do I have to do? I get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'd like to be done too.
We all do. You know, like we all have our days when it's like, oh my God, not again. You know, it's like, what is this? But yes, definitely. So if you'd like to work with Gabrielle, take a look at the package. Like I said, those are like three live Q&A calls, you know, three live Q&A calls where you can bring up your issues, what's going on with you, and get actual, not just reading, but actual clearing and healing during those three calls. So it's really, you know, really, really beyond cost effective to do.
Somebody yesterday said it's a no-brainer.
I was going to say that.
This is the cheapest package I've ever offered, ever. Yeah. And it's just because we're in that time where I realize, you know, it's really about quantity at this point. It's like we just need to get the people off of this part. Like if what I hear over and over, and this is what I hear over and over, and I talk to people like you guys all around the world, we talk to people, you too, Alara, and over, we still are hearing that people are struggling. Mm-hmm. People are feeling depressed and they're wanting to give up and they're stressed and they are worried about how to pay their bills. I mean, I get emails from people all the time and I get it. I still live in the 3D. I still have all of those same things.
Yeah.
And so we all know that there is another answer, but it's about bridging that gap between where we are currently in the third dimension and into that higher dimension. We're just not there yet, and we won't be unless more of us move in that direction and really hit it, right?
Yep, but really absolutely. But each one of us individually can, you know, awaken to our next level of consciousness, our next level of
self-consciousness. Yeah, you have to. You know, that's the only way to do it collectively. You've got it. You can't. I mean, there's not like riding coattails. Everybody's got to do it individually, and that just adds to the collective energy. Let me be clear that. I mean, I would love it if somebody would just sell me the golden ticket and be like, hey, just get on the train.
That would be nice. I'd be riding it too, but you know.
Exactly. Who wouldn't buy the ticket? But we know, what we know is we have to actually work what is being given to us. And the tools are constantly evolving. We are constantly being given the ancient keys and codes and formulas, I like to call them, because it really is a form. There are many formulas versus just that's what we mean by codes, but mm-hmm. there's codes and there's formulas. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about here. So I hope everybody will join me coming up here at the end of August, beginning of September, and look forward to seeing you all. And thank you so much, Alara, for having me on your show again. I love it.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you were back with us and sharing this wonderful program, sharing all this wisdom. And, you know, the possibility of all of us, you know, moving to the next level of our consciousness, of our soul's expansiveness and soul power even, you know. And so for those of you who are interested in the package or would like to look at it some more, it's available at alara.at/show/Gabrielle8. And please do take a look at it. Send me an email after the fact and you can choose either Wednesdays or Sundays. We'll get that all sorted out for you. And thank you again for all of your questions. If I missed any, I apologize. You know, it went through the chat really quickly. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And so much fun. And I loved that activation. It was like, I swear, I was like transported somewhere because it's like, it felt so good. I didn't want to come back at all. So it was wonderful. Thank you again, Gabby.
I absolutely love that. I love the higher vibrational energy. It is so freaking amazing. I mean, yes. I'm amazed all of the time at what happens. Yeah. And that's what I think matters. Like childlike wonder, that's where that comes from. Where you just sit back and you're like, we're just conduits, all of us really, mm-hmm. for light. And so that's what we're looking to do and to provide for everybody. So thank you very much, everyone, for being here. I love you, love you, love you, and see you soon.
Thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.